Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. How long will the Aces and Eights storyline go? Which diva is leaving the WWE? And what happened at Hell in the Cell? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So the Aces and Eights storyline will continue for at least how many more months, Aaron?
At least another 6 months, which I don't know how you feel about this. I have a couple of differing views, so I'm kind of curious to hear from you what you think.
You know, it's nice that they told us that it's going to go at least this long, and they've been slowly progressing it. And since they don't have that much TV time, that's actually kind of helping them out in this case. Because otherwise, if it was the WWE, it'd be over with in like 6 weeks. But at least with TNA, they can let it go at least 6 months, which is going to be great. I'm kind of looking forward to this, but I almost wish that they would end it in December. Just like not end it, but like unmask everyone, have their little feud. And then like 3 months later, 4 months later, you know, they disband. I'm kind of down with that. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. You know, I have very different views on it. I kind of have the feeling that this is something that could go on for a very long time. And yet at the same time, I feel like it's something that should end quickly.
I definitely understand what you're saying with WWE and how they would probably push this and make it just get it over with. I think that what they should do is they probably 3 months is probably too much. I'm thinking more like 2 months. 3 months at the most.
Really?
Yeah.
No, maybe, but I still think that, well, in WWE, yeah, that's how long it'll last, but I just hope they wrap this up and it actually makes sense. It doesn't look stupid. It just makes sense. It's all I'm asking them to do. So we'll see how that happens.
I agree with you. One of the things I would say is that you have to make the ending worthwhile. The journey has to be great, but the destination has to be even greater.
Okay. All right. So so the WWE is actually doing a crossover movie with Scooby-Doo. It's going to be called The Cursed of the Ghost Bear.
What is this about?
The WWE studio is basically doing a thing with Scooby-Doo crossover movie. Rumor has it it's going to have something to do with WrestleMania. Who knows what happens?
How can you do that? Like, Scooby-Doo's going to be there, apparently?
Apparently. I don't know if it's going to be CGI or not, but it probably should be. So Beth Phoenix is gone from the WWE. Kind of a big deal. What happened here, Aaron?
Her contract ran up. She didn't want to be there anymore. She was unhappy, and so she left.
Wow. It's kind of sad, though, dude.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It is kind of unfortunate because she was probably the best wrestler there.
Well, for the Divas, yes. She was probably the best. But it's just sad to see that she's gone because she could wrestle. It's going to be interesting if she goes to TNA, though.
Yeah, I could actually see her there because, like I said, she was the best wrestler in WWE. So her going to TNA would make sense.
It would make perfect sense. So we got some sad news. Brad Armstrong has passed away. You may remember him for his the best finishing move he's ever had, of course, is the Russian leg sweep.
Yeah, the Russian leg sweep, just a staple, you know, in all of wrestling. And it's definitely the move that you should finish a match with.
Yes. And if you remember back in the day, WCW was actually doing a push with him and he kept winning with that Russian leg sweep. And I was just like, wow, look at that. Look at him go. Russian leg sweep for the win.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. They said it's undisclosed right now. I guess he went to the doctors last week. So, I mean, it could be like something very sudden, like maybe he had cancer for a long time, didn't know it, and then he's gone. It could be a lot of different things. You know, we don't know. It's unfortunate. And especially, I mean, he was in his 50s. So it's a little bit better than dying in your 30s or 40s. But still, you know, he had a lot of life probably left to live. And it is unfortunate. Now, Andy, I wanted to move along, though, to the WWE Network news.
Well, Vince McMahon came out, of course, and he said that it's going to be a paid subscription, kind of like how HBO is. And that they're comparing it to the NFL Network to advertisers and other people trying to get the network where it would be a network, not a sub network. And they said they had 100,000 hours of footage that they could go through. And I don't want to get too much into this because I think we got to do a special on the WWE Network because I've actually come up with at least 4 days what they could run stuff with, and even replays and the ideal WWE network. So let's just go ahead and talk about the next topic, which is CM Punk. His set has sold over 50,000 DVDs and Blu-rays. Is this amazing to you?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, especially when you compare it to some of the other stuff. I think it does say quite a bit about CM Punk and how interesting his story is. Because here's the thing. If you take a look at something and it's not a very interesting story of CM Punk, just, oh, you know, he happened to work hard and, he made it to where he is. Okay, that's not as interesting as this guy faced a lot of adversity. You know, this guy overcame a lot of obstacles and then he made it to where he wanted to be. But even then, he still had to face a lot of obstacles. You know, things like that are an interesting story. Doesn't matter whether or not you like the guy. It just makes for an interesting story.
Yeah, and it's so good. The DVD and Blu-ray set, which is actually kind of interesting, 28,000 DVDs were sold and almost 24,000 Blu-rays were sold, which I was surprised about. I didn't realize how popular. I mean, it's almost every DVD sold was exactly for the Blu-ray, which I was interested in because at our local Walmart, they don't carry the Blu-ray version of it. They carry only the DVD. Oh, well, but this topic is so interesting, Aaron. I think we should do an entire show dedicated to this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty smart move.
Let's try.
We'll have to talk about that a little later, then.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later.
Andy, let's move on to WWE programming for this week. So it was Hell in a Cell this past Sunday, which was a pretty big deal.
Yep.
You know, one of the things I would like to talk about, though, is that Punk defeated Ryback. This is pretty big news.
Huge news. And you would never guess how this happened. The referee, who is also a wrestler, low blowed him. And guess what? CM Punk won. 1, 2, 3. Fast count. Kind of impressed about it, actually. But also, I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked, if that makes sense. Because I didn't think the ref would have anything to do with it. But the ref is the one who decided the match, which was kind of interesting, too.
And they didn't even really talk about it. You know, I mean, on Raw in particular.
They talked about it on main event, though. On main event, they did talk about it.
And that's we got to talk about that. So on Raw, you're expecting to hear about why did this happen? And they say, if you want to find this out, you have to go watch main event, which is on ION. I have the second tier package for Comcast. So I get like NFL Network and a few other, you know, programming things. I don't get ION. In fact, I don't even know if it's available in my area, to be honest. So this is something that I just, you know, I'd be completely oblivious to if it wasn't for the internet. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, well, WWE, you know, I get USA, I get sci-fi. You know, I can watch all of these shows except for main event, apparently. So I don't even know, like, what was even said unless I go online.
I know, and that's the sad part. I mean, I do get ION. In a couple of ways, but ION also is kind of like a CW type deal where there's some places, like I think Kansas City, I know has a local ION station where they run some local programming on it. But yeah, ION's kind of a weird station. They're up and coming. They have the WWE is probably their highest rated show, which is something sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's pretty much it. Well, I guess Sci-Fi SmackDown is the number one show on it. But,
oh, yeah. Well.
But anyways, so the whole thing with the... I think it's Brad Maddox, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's a wrestler, but he decided to become a referee. You know, I kind of dig the storyline to a certain extent, but hasn't this been done before?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Brad Maddox looks an awful lot like Garrett Bischoff, don't you think? And this storyline, isn't it a little reminiscent of a year ago when he decided to become a wrestler because that's what he really wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where you look at that and you go, are you just deliberately copying the other one? You know, I mean, and it goes both ways. So it's not like it's just WWE copying TNA. TNA copies WWE a lot. You know, mm-hmm. They recycle storylines and everything. But you look at that and you go, really? Like, really? That's what you're going to go with? But Andy, I got to say, I'm pretty happy that Punk won. I don't know if I really care for the finish as much. I don't think it's a big deal for Ryback to lose. I don't think it made him look any less strong or dominant. If anything else, I feel it made Punk look a little more weaselly. And, you know, now they have the 5-on-5 match at Survivor Series. So Punk gets to retain the title until at least TLC. He'll probably retain there because they're going to want him to face The Rock at Royal Rumble. And it's a pretty big deal. It really is. And you know, we'll have to talk about this a little bit more as the pay-per-views, you know, are coming up, because now we're going to have one in like 2 weeks. So it's going to keep coming.
Yeah. Yeah. But also something interesting was the original plan was to have Ryback beat him clean in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3, and have him hold on to the title until TLC, where he would pretty much lose it back to Punk. But the weird part is the reason why Vince decided to have CM Punk retain was because they didn't talk about the fact that Ryback was undefeated. They just mentioned it a couple of times. There was no storyline. The storyline for CM Punk was a bigger deal because he is, you know, the longest reigning WWE champion. He's like ninth on the list now or something like that.
Yeah, in most recent history. And if he retains it till Royal Rumble, I forgot the stats. I don't have them in front of me. But he's going to be up there with Hulk Hogan. You know, he's going to be up there with Bob Backlund.
And also with Kevin Nash, if I'm correct.
He'll be past Kevin Nash.
He'll be past. Oh, that's right.
He's going to be up there. In fact, you know, because Survivor Series, he's not defending the title. He will pass those people. So, I mean, he's going to be passing all these milestones, which is a big deal. And, you know, another big deal, something to talk about, is that Big Show won the World Heavyweight Championship. And he held it for longer than, you know, a minute, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, he held it all this week, which is nice. He kept it the entire week.
What do you think of him as a champion?
I'm happy about it, but I thought it was weird how it was literally last minute decision that he was going to win, which I was kind of surprised and happy with, too, because Big Show needed the title. I mean, I can't remember the last time he really held the title for a long period of time. Last time he had it for like, what, 15 seconds? It was horrible, but it's nice to see the strap around him. I'm really happy about it. Now, here's something also that we should talk about is Wade Barrett. He's getting pushed. But it's weird how his push is happening because he's wrestling next week on Main Event. It's going to be him and Sheamus for the main event on Main Event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He wrestled Sheamus before, you know, so he had the wins over him, or, you know, the interference wins and, you know, all that crap. But then he's been wrestling Randy Orton recently, and he defeated him again on SmackDown. Which is weird because it intertwines with the Orton and Alberto Del Rio storyline. So I got to ask you, what are your feelings on this? Do you think it's going to get turned into a three-way at some point in time, or tag team? I mean, what do you think is going
to
happen?
I think it'll be more likely to be a tag team than actually a three-way match. And I truthfully believe that. And I wouldn't be surprised if this feud only stays an ion or a main event for a while. You know, because they want to make that basically a third show. Opposed to, you know, Superstars or NXT. Am I missing another show? SmackDown, that's the other one. You know
what? Yeah, I think there's probably six more you might be missing.
That is correct. But yeah, it's going to be interesting because I bet you they're going to keep this only on Main Event. So it's going to be kind of cool, though, to see this happen, because it's going to be real wrestlers wrestling on a, you know, a weird channel.
You know, the one thing, I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but Main Event is what I feel SmackDown should be.
Yeah, and where they come in and you showcase only a handful of wrestlers. They get in the ring.
And they continue certain storylines. You know, like this is you want to use Raw as your main focus, especially at 3 hours, okay? I'm not going to complain about 3 hours. Raw's 3 hours. This is going to be your main focus. This is where everything is. But if you want more, you know, you're a wrestling fan. Of course you want more. You're going to want to watch Main Event, you know, or, you know, SmackDown, let's say, on Friday, because we're going to have this match, and we're also going to tell you about Brad Maddox. We're also going to tell you about Cena and AJ, which kind of brings up a very interesting point, which, Andy, I got to ask you, Cena and AJ, what do you think of this storyline?
The storyline was done about 6 or 7 months ago in TNA, and yeah, 6 or 7 months ago, TNA, it's already been done. You don't have to redo the storyline that was done in another promotion.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny about that is, you know, not getting ahead of myself too much, but tonight on Impact, AJ said apparently people with the name AJ end up in elevators a lot. And burn! It was just one of those, you hear it and you go, oh boy, sick burn.
Hey, at least they knew who watched Raw the other night.
Exactly.
All right, AJ Styles was on Raw the other night. That's all that matters. I'm sorry. No, he watched Raw. My bad. AJ was on Raw.
Lee. Dude, this is getting way too confusing. And just change her name. Yeah, you know,
completely change the name. You know, but anyway, so we should thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Are you just not happy with a web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free download to see how easy it is. And make sure you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the Section 86 Off the Mark page and you'll see a banner for WWE Shop. Just click on that banner and if you spend more than $70, you get $10 off when you check out. Also, check out highspots.com. Let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. So, AJ Styles, Bobby Roode, and James Storm at Turning Point for the number one contenders match.
With a twist, though.
What is the twist?
So, the twist is that whoever gets pinned or submitted, you know, whoever the loser is, not the other one involved, they cannot get a world title match until Bound for Glory 2013, which is very interesting because I feel like they're trying to plant this nugget. This is the thing I really like about TNA right now. Okay, they have some really bad stuff, you know, that they've done or that is going on, but I really feel that right now they have so much long-term planning that I'm more interested in watching Impact now than I am Raw or any really any WWE program. Like if you said to me this week, you can only watch Impact or Hell in a Cell, which would you choose? I would choose Impact.
Right and now, yes, I would choose Impact.
And it's not now. Because here's the difference. I'm not choosing like, oh, TNA is so much better than WWE. It's wrestling, okay? It's that the storylines right now going in TNA, this right here, you don't get a shot until Bound for Glory 2013. Let's say AJ gets pinned, which is what I'm guessing. I'm guessing that Roode is going to pin AJ. AJ won't get another title shot until Bound for Glory 2013. So what do they have to do then? At Bound for Glory 2013, AJ is going to be in the running. You know, oh, man, if I get this win, I get a title shot. I get a title shot. And it'll be a big, big point, which will be very interesting. So kudos to them for that. You don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. And also these three, they work well together, so it'll be a really good match.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think that whoever gets pinned, let's say it's AJ Styles. AJ Styles will be feuding, will stay with James Storm, right? Storm wins the title, but AJ and him already had a match scheduled. What happens? Because what if, you see what I'm saying? So let's say they already scheduled the match. Storm wins the title on that Impact, and then on that Sunday, they're supposed to wrestle. Does it get to wrestle then or what?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. And that's the thing. I feel like they have long-term planning. And, you know, I'm not going to be a broken record. Having only 2 hours and then the writing staff has to focus. We only have 2 hours to tell a story. And I think the biggest problem with WWE right now is that they say we have 10 hours to fill. Okay, so here's what we have to do on Raw. Oh, crap. But we also have SmackDown. We got to write that real quick. We also got main event. We can just throw some matches on there. And so they have all of that going on. And I think that's why TNA is a little bit crisper, a little bit more polished. That's one of the things I really like about it right now. And I actually kind of want to bring up, you know, an interesting point, which is the new talent they have, you know, or not even new, but talent that's been there for a while. It really feels like they're pushing Magnus quite a bit. I mean, he's had matches with Samoa Joe, and it seems like they're pushing him to be a guy that is the future of TNA. I mean, what do you think? Do you think he's main event material?
I don't think he's main event material. In fact, I think I've bashed Magnus a bunch. I don't think he's main event material. I don't think he ever will be, but maybe in TNA, you know, definitely in like other promotions like Ring of Honor, Combat Zone, you know, he'd be main event there. Here, maybe upper mid card. That's about it. You know, I'm glad to see that they're trying to push him, though, because it doesn't hurt to try. And if it fails, then, you know, hey, I'm not going to do this again. Or he belongs to the tag division, or he's someone's bodyguard, like a Robbie T type deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, I disagree with you quite a bit here. All right, maybe not even quite a bit, but I think he is main event material. I feel he has the look, the charisma, And he's actually, I mean, he's pretty decent on the mic. I mean, he's not as good as, like, let's say The Rock or Shawn Michaels, but he's not terrible. He's not Jeff Hardy. I mean, Jeff Hardy, let's be honest here. Jeff Hardy is pretty terrible on the mic. But at the same time, people love him. You know, they really do. I feel, though, that Magnus has an opportunity here. He will probably need a little bit of coaching, but I feel like he could do a really good job.
Maybe if he had like a Hall of Famer with him. Maybe. Ric Flair's not coming back. Everyone knows he's going to be in the WWE eventually.
Eventually.
But yeah. Maybe when that lawsuit settles. But all right. So one thing also I thought was interesting that announced was Aries versus Hardy ladder match for the titles. Both the Jeff Hardy title and the TNA titles. Actually kind of excited about that. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, was that actually announced or was that just the rumors?
No. Well, Aries did not agree to it because he doesn't want to do the ladder match. He says he's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
But Hardy challenged him for the ladder match, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's one of those weird things where they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to do this. And it's like, and maybe not, you know. But yeah, I think that those two would probably work very well. I mean, it's Jeff Hardy, of course, he's going to work well in the ladder match. I think Aries would do very well, too, in that. I think that these two could have a really good match. I mean, we already saw him at Bound for Glory. So, you know, I'm not going to pay to just watch a normal match. I want to see something interesting, you know, 2 out of 3 falls, a cage, a ladder match. Things like that are going to be very interesting. So a ladder match, I think, between these two could be really good.
Yeah, and you want something to surprise you, just like the fact that Luke Gallows got unmasked.
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, I've seen Luke Gallows before. He was there. And everyone knew that because he was so happy that he signed a contract with TNA. he tweeted that out. So if he tweeted it out, we already knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise. And a lot of people in the audience were probably chanting, "Who are you? Who are you?"
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I'm not a huge Luke Gallows fan. I'm sure I'm probably in the minority in that regard. But I don't feel there's anything super special about him. And when he was CM Punk's bodyguard, I thought that was a pretty good role for him. You know, this with the Straight Edge Society, I thought that was perfect. But it's not like he's a very exciting person for me. I don't care that much. I really, really don't. And so I hate to say that. I don't know if you're a big Luke Gallows fan or not, but I don't care.
In a way I am, but like the fact that he's there, great. Of course, Wrestling World Diaries 2 has not been released yet, but he is starring in that with Colt Cabana and some other guy. But it's interesting the fact how, you know, he just got let go and he could have been hanging out with CM Punk the entire time, but they just let him go. He could have been CM Punk's bodyguard, but in a way, I think that was beneficial because otherwise we would have never heard the famous Raw rant from CM Punk. So I got to give him thanks for that. And he did great in the WWE with the Straight Edge Society. And I still think that's one of my favorite storylines they've done. It's just sad that, well, it's no more. But,
yeah.
Good job for CM Punk. He's with the WWE for a long time. Let's see how they run with this. So for our weekly topic, we want to talk about, are long title reigns important? What do you think, Aaron?
So it's a double-edged sword because here's what you have. If you have a long title reign, it means that this title is worthwhile. And it also means that the person holding the title is the man. When you have Hogan and the Ace, he held the WWE title from 84 to 88, right? 4-year span, which is a pretty, pretty long time. And I mean, that's saying that this is the guy in the WWE, you know, in WWF at the time. So if you have somebody who only holds the title for a month, that guy was good. I mean, he's good enough to win it, but he's not good enough to defend it that much. So are they important? Yes and no. And so here's where you run the double-edged sword. CM Punk now, his big title reign that they are, you know, touting, that they're telling you this is a big deal. He's now held that title in that one reign more than The Rock held all his WWE titles and all of his reigns combined. CM Punk has done in one reign. Which is more impressive, though? I don't know. I mean, that's the question you have to answer. Which one is more impressive, when Rock actually won it or the fact that CM Punk has taken on all comers and defended him off?
It almost depends on business, though, because what is great for business is this guy working as a champion. You know, look at
Jack Swagger's a perfect example. Was it working? No. Get rid of the title. CM Punk, though, it's working, but the problem now you're running into is they're going to think, okay, this pay-per-view is going to drop it. No, this pay-per-view, he has to drop it. And then I think what's going to happen is he's going to have a match that you're just like, no, he won't drop it to this person, and that person will win.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if he keeps it until June. Till June. I'd be shocked, though, if he drops it any time before WrestleMania. I'd be completely shocked. But of course,
I wouldn't be. Well, he's going to drop in January.
No, he's not. He will beat The Rock.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
And well, you know what? Tell you what. Bring this topic back up then. You may want to make a note, because I will bet you that he will drop it to The Rock if he's holding the title at the time. But so for you, a long title reign is important if business is good. Would that be a fair assumption?
Correct, if business is good. But if business is sucking for that champion, don't keep the strap on him, because that should be your focal point. And yes, CM Punk's previous title reigns were not the focal point, but all right, Kevin Nash held it for, I think it was like 13 months, if I'm correct, or 14 months, something like that. He held it for
12 months. It was like 350 or 360 or something like that.
So he held it for a long time, and business was doing good, but eventually he just, you know, they had nothing else for him, so he dropped the title. It was good for business for him dropping the title. Some people, like I said, Jack Swagger, I used as an example. You could look at Rey Mysterio. He had the title for a little bit, but he doesn't need the title. The title makes the man, but if the man's already made, he doesn't need the title. John Cena now, they asked him once if he thought the title belt was a real championship or prop, and he said it was a prop. That's a big deal. Is his reigns important? He can never have the title and it won't matter. It's just some people don't need it and some people do. Reigns, you know, if you have a guy with the 15-second reign, all right, he was a champion. It's kind of a joke at that time.
It is a huge joke.
It's also a slap in the face, no matter how you look at it, to that belt. Now, if they did it with the U.S. belt or the IC belt, that's one thing. But the heavyweight belts, they need to be defended. You know, every pay-per-view, no matter what, they should be defended. Maybe not Royal Rumble or Survivor Series, but they still, you know, they should be a focal point of the show. If that reign is nothing, you know, I don't know what to say about that. The reign is important depending on the wrestler and depending on business.
I think I would agree with that to an extent. I would say, though, if you have an interesting story, and I think CM Punk has been, his reign has been a very interesting story. In fact, to the point, I would say him losing it to Del Rio was probably a really bad idea. He should have just held the title is what he should have done. He should have held the title from, I think it was, what, October or maybe even
November. November.
Well, no, before that, though. I mean, because he held the title, then he lost it to Del Rio, and then he won it back, you know. Like, I think he actually should have just held the title. I think that would have been an even more interesting storyline, because when he won the title, you know, he was taking on a couple of people. I think I don't even remember who he took on last year at TLC, but he took somebody on, beat them, and then it was all about him versus Jericho going forward. And then after that subsided, it was him and Daniel Bryan. And that was an interesting storyline, too. And then it turned to him and Cena. Another very interesting thing. And that's when, you know, Punk started turning heel. And so, you know, having that transformation, that's what made his title reign very interesting. I talked about Bobby Roode. So, you know, going back to TNA, I talked about Bobby Roode and how when he was holding on to the title, he had very interesting storylines, to the point that I said it didn't feel like he's been holding the title for 8 months. It didn't feel like it, but he was. And him losing it to Aries was a very smart idea. And the way they've done their storylines have been pretty good. But Aries, though, held the title for what, 3 months? Right?
Right.
You know? So, I mean, is his reign more important than Hardy's or Rude's or even Punk's?
Ooh, or even Aries? Good question. Yeah, because there was a lot of storylines going on. Basically, because he had so many going in when he won the title. But like with Punk, he really didn't have any storylines when he first got the title, besides the fact that he left the WWE and then he came back.
I would say this about title reigns. When you transfer the title too much, like WWE did in the 90s, late 90s,
you really water down that title. You know, yes, you do need to make people like Mick Foley and The Rock and HBK and Stone Cold and Triple H and Taker, you know, when you have all these really big names. But when somebody doesn't get that title, it kind of makes them a bigger deal. Roddy Piper, I've always said, huge deal. He never won the big one. And there are a lot of other people. You think about Mr. Perfect. You think about Rick Rude. You know, these are pretty big names that did a lot in wrestling. But guess what? They never held the title. And so when you have two titles, kind of makes it like, well, which one's actually the more important one? And so that's why I think with title reigns, you know, if you have, you'll have your occasional, he only held the title for a month. You know, can you believe that? Those are okay if they're spread out over a long period of time. But if you have that happen every year, it doesn't make it that interesting. But if you have it happen like, hey, guess what? Like Punk won the title and he only held it for a month and lost it to, you know, Cena or something like that. Then it's makes for a more interesting thing. So I think long title reigns are actually pretty important.
All right. And I do agree with you that they are important, but I also think it's whatever's best for business. That's my personal opinion. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.